Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Making Sense of Chaos: A Better Economics for a Better World is a non-fiction work of economic analysis and scientific argument by J. Boyne Farmer, a physicist and complexity scientist associated with Oxford and the Santa Fe Institute. The book argues that conventional economics often fails because it relies too heavily on equilibrium, representative agents, and simplified assumptions about rational behavior. Farmer proposes complexity economics as a more realistic framework for understanding economies as evolving systems made of many interacting, adaptive parts. The book combines explanation of complex systems, science, criticism of mainstream modeling, and discussion of practical policy problems such as financial instability, climate change, technological change, inequality, and economic forecasting. Its purpose is not merely to reject traditional economics, but to show how modern data, computational power, and agent-based simulation can support better prediction and better policy design. It is both a manifesto for methodological change and a public introduction to a developing scientific field. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why equilibrium models miss the behavior of real economies. A central target of the book is the tendency of standard economics to treat the economy as if it naturally moves toward equilibrium. In many textbook models, prices adjust until supply and demand balance. Agents respond rationally to incentives, and disturbances are treated as temporary deviations from a stable state. Farmer argues that this picture is often too orderly for the world it tries to explain. Real economies are full of feedback loops, delays, imperfect information, institutional frictions, changing expectations, and heterogeneous behavior. These features do not merely add noise to an otherwise stable mechanism. They can shape the outcome itself. Financial markets can amplify panic, supply chains can transmit shocks, and policy interventions can generate second-order effects that are hard to infer from static models. Farmer does not claim that all traditional economics is useless, but he treats equilibrium reasoning as an incomplete tool. The book suggests that when economists assume stability too early, they risk overlooking the mechanisms that create crises, bubbles, persistent unemployment, and structural change. Secondly, complexity economics treats the economy as an adaptive system. Farmer presents complexity economics as a way to model the economy more like a living, evolving system than a mechanical balancing device. In this view, economic outcomes emerge from interactions among many agents, including households, firms, banks, regulators, investors, and governments. These agents are not assumed to be perfectly rational or identical. They learn, imitate, adapt, follow rules of thumb, and respond to their local circumstances. The important point is that macroeconomic patterns can arise from micro-level interaction without being planned by any central actor. This is why complexity science is useful. It studies systems in which aggregate behavior cannot be understood by examining isolated parts alone. Farmer connects this approach to nonlinear dynamics, chaos theory, and the study of emergent behavior. The economy may show regularities, but it can also shift suddenly when feedbacks reinforce one another. Complexity economics, therefore, focuses on process, adaptation, and networks of interaction. Its value lies in asking how economic order, instability, growth, and collapse arise from the behavior of many imperfect participants over time. Thirdly, agent-based simulation offers a laboratory for economic policy. One of the most concrete methodological proposals in the book is the use of agent-based modeling. Instead of representing the economy through a few equations describing aggregate averages, agent-based models simulate many individual actors following specified behavioral rules. These agents interact, buy, sell, borrow, invest, produce, default, or adapt, and the modeler observes the large-scale patterns that result. Farmer argues that this makes it possible to run computational experiments on questions that cannot be tested cleanly in the real world. For example, a model can examine how a banking rule affects systemic risk, how a carbon policy influences investment, or how a supply shock spreads through production networks. The approach depends on large data sets and powerful computers, both of which have become more available than in earlier decades. Farmer does not present simulation as magic prediction. The models still require careful assumptions, validation, and humility. Their advantage is that they can represent heterogeneity, feedback, and out-of-equilibrium dynamics more directly than many conventional models, giving policymakers a richer testbed for comparing possible interventions. Fourthly, better economic modeling is tied to climate, finance, and technology risks. The book grounds its methodological argument in urgent policy problems. Farmer emphasizes that many major challenges are rooted in economic systems. Climate change depends on energy investment and industrial transformation. Financial crises arise from credit and leverage networks. Automation reshapes labor markets, and inequality can feed political instability. These problems are difficult because they involve many actors, long-time horizons, uncertain innovation, and feedback between policy and behavior. Complexity economics is presented as a practical response to this difficulty. In climate policy, for instance, richer models may help examine how technologies diffuse, how costs fall through learning, and how investment shifts across sectors. In finance, network-aware models may reveal how distress spreads through institutions rather than assuming isolated shocks. In technology and labor markets, adaptive models can better represent transitions rather than only final equilibrium outcomes. Farmer argues that better prediction matters because policy choices are often made under uncertainty with large consequences. The book, therefore, links economic theory to governance. If models are too simple, societies may misjudge both risks and opportunities. The book frames economics as an unfinished scientific revolution. Making sense of chaos is also distinctive because Farmer writes from the perspective of a scientist who moved across physics, chaos theory, complex systems, finance, and economics. This gives the book a broader intellectual frame than a standard economics critique. Farmer treats complexity economics as part of a longer scientific shift in which disciplines learn to study systems that are nonlinear, adaptive, and computationally rich. He acknowledges that some ideas behind complexity economics are not entirely new. Earlier thinkers challenged perfect rationality and equilibrium assumptions. What has changed, in his account, is the practical feasibility of building and testing richer models. Data availability, computing power, and advances in behavioral understanding make it possible to implement ideas that once remained largely conceptual. The revolutionary claim is therefore methodological as much as theoretical. Economics can become more empirical, experimental, and predictive if it accepts the complexity of its subject. Albeit, at the same time, the book implies that such a transition will require institutional change, interdisciplinary training, and careful standards for model validation. In conclusion, Making Sense of Chaos is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of why economic prediction is difficult and how it might improve. Economists, policy analysts, students of complex systems, and readers interested in climate policy, financial crisis, technological change, or inequality will find the book especially relevant. Its practical benefit is that it clarifies why simple economic models can fail when systems are interconnected, adaptive, and unstable. Its intellectual benefit is that it introduces complexity economics not as a fashionable metaphor, but as a modeling program built around data, computation, agent behavior, and emergent outcomes. Compared with many popular books that criticize economics from a political or moral angle, Farmer focuses on scientific method. He is concerned with how economists represent reality, test ideas, and forecast consequences. Compared with technical books on complexity science, it is more oriented toward public policy and real economic institutions. The book stands out because it combines a critique of equilibrium thinking with a constructive alternative, using computational simulations to study economies as dynamic systems. Its most important contribution is the argument that better economics requires neither abandoning science nor pretending that the economy is simple, but building tools equal to the complexity of the problems societies face. If you would like to support Jay, join Farmer. You can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.